And as we said, French warplanes have been taking the lead in this military campaign. President Nicolas Sarkozy spoke in Paris earlier today.
As of now,
nos avions,
our aircraft
les attaques aériennes
are preventing
sur la ville.
Planes from
d'ores
attacking
déjà,
the town. As of now,
d'autres avions
other
français
French aircraft
sont prêts à intervenir
are ready
contre des blindés
to intervene against
des civils
tanks. Bizarre. Armored vehicles threatening unarmed civilians.
That's French President Nicolas Sarkozy today, speaking through an interpreter, of course. Eleanor Beardsley is covering the story for us from Paris. And Eleanor, are you there?
I am, Guy.
This seems to be a different kind of role for the French, taking the lead in an international military campaign, at least it appears to be at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone remembers that France was one of the most strident countries against the Iraq War, you know, really campaigned against the invasion of Iraq. So it is kind of different to see them taking the lead role in the, it's not the invasion of Libya, but the no-fly zone enforcement over Libya. But there seems to be, I mean, the way people are speaking, there seems to be a great pride in that. I mean, I hear people who usually don't have much good to say about Sarkozy saying how proud, not they don't say proud, but they seem to be, proud of how he's diplomatically brought it together, pushed through the no-fly zone. And, you know, there are all, this could be a quagmire, the whole thing. I mean, who knows how it's going to end, but right now, that doesn't seem to be the talk here. There's a lot of talk about outrage and, you know, moral authority and the citizens being massacred. So, I mean, from Sarkozy, who talks about it, to the foreign minister went on television tonight and they said, you know, he said, yes, there are some risks, but they're calculated, you know, and so the French mindset at this point seems to be that the, you know, obviously the military is far superior, not even, nothing to talk about even, but there seems to be this feeling that the risks are calculated and there's just great moral authority to go in and protect people, and so no one has really delved into how it could go wrong yet.
Eleanor, initially, as I mentioned, it was the French president, Sarkozy, who announced this campaign and announced that French planes were in the skies over Benghazi. Now we have reports, of course, that U.S. and British warships are involved as well. Earlier in the day, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Paris for a meeting of European, U.S. and Arab leaders to talk about the crisis there. What did Secretary Clinton have to say?
Well, she spoke, you know, it's funny because I'm covering this and there's so many things going on everywhere. I didn't hear all of her talk. But, she spoke also of the moral outrage and how there was an obligation to help the people of Libya. And she spoke strongly also about the coalition. There's a lot of emphasis on, you know, everyone coming together this time. There's not, you know, the discord there was over the Iraq invasion. But she did also say that the U.S. would absolutely not have troops on the ground. So, you know, you had this feeling that the U.S. was going to play this supporting role. But it was always known that there was the fleet in the Mediterranean and that they would fire against these air defenses on the coast around Tripoli. So we knew the U.S. would fire, but it seemed to come as a surprise that it came so quickly after the French, because everyone was thinking the U.S. was really, you know, taking a quiet and supportive role. But I think that was always known. I spoke with a defense expert. He said, yeah, I mean, even if the U.S. didn't plan to have initially fly, you know, fighter jets, F-18s over Libya, they were going to always, you know, use their fleet in the Mediterranean to attack air bases on the coast around Tripoli.
That's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris for us on the situation in Libya and France's involvement. We'll be hearing more from her in the coming hours and days. Eleanor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Guy.